Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A reminder for those tax procrastinators who have yet to complete and file their income tax forms, the deadline this year is tomorrow night at midnight, because yesterday was Sunday, and today is a district holiday in Washington. The County Drug Task Force, along with sheriff's deputies, served a search warrant at a residence on Comm Kid Court in McKinleyville. Officers found an indoor marijuana grow with nearly 500 plants, processed weed, drug sales paraphernalia, and $21,000 in cash. Officers contacted and arrested 36-year-old Neva Holiday, and she was booked into county jail on charges of possession for sale and cultivation. We've reported that the Eureka Police Department was asking for the public's help in locating 40-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Presente. Last week, the coroner's office responded to the 3400 block of Jacobs Avenue in Eureka concerning a death investigation. The deceased has been identified now as Mr. Presente, and an investigation into his death has begun. Motorists should be advised that Caltrans will be working on numerous projects that will place workers near the roadways. Reporter Dan Squire with more.
Caltrans issued a press release to remind motorists that as spring advances, you'll see a lot more Caltrans crews on local highways. Caltrans will either begin new projects or continue work on existing ones, including the Mad River Bridge, where the northbound traffic will still be restricted and the Central Avenue on-ramp will be closed. Other bridge projects include Capel Creek, Mawa Creek, Ruby Ranch, and Martin's Ferry. You'll find slide repair work at the Del Norte County line, and southbound traffic will be controlled 24 hours a day, and more slide repair on the 101 just south of the Orchard Street undercrossing with more traffic lane restrictions. You can check road conditions and other Caltrans updates on our website, KINS1063.com.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt Area Foundation announced in a press release that Executive Director Peter Pennekamp is stepping down from his position to pursue other interests. Pennekamp has been the executive director of the foundation since 1993, and in that time the foundation's assets have grown from $13 million to $75 million. Chair of the board of directors, Steve O'Meara, said that during his tenure, Peter has provided leadership, developed and supported an outstanding staff, and helped to ensure that the foundation has been responsive and proactive to the ever-changing landscape of communities on the North Coast. The foundation board has begun the process of recruiting the next executive director. Saturday, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a residence on Ledger Lane in search of Curtis Bottega. Bottega was wanted on a parole hold. While inside the residence to arrest him, deputies located a .22 caliber rifle. Its barrel had been cut down below the legal minimum length of 16 inches. Ammo for the rifle was also discovered. Along with the parole hold, Bottega was arrested, lodged into the Mendocino County Jail for possession of the illegal weapon, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon, and commission of a crime while on bail. More KINS News, it's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet, artistic license, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
As we focus on gas prices in this month's Our Community segment, we take a look at the costs associated with traveling to and from the North Coast. With the news that a proposed deal to open a direct flight to LA has fallen through, we again see that traveling to and from our community can be tough. There are hundreds of students at Humboldt State from Southern California, and many of our elected and business leaders do routine business that requires travel. Unless you connect through San Francisco or Sacramento on a flight, chances are you'll drive. And that means time and money, and a lot of both. An average car trip to L.A. from Eureka, it's about 650 miles, and with a gallon of gas near $4.50 a gallon, you're going to pay $292 just for gas alone. That doesn't take into account the 10 to 12-hour drive. Airline tickets would have been priced at anywhere from $250 to $350 for a round-trip ticket, and it becomes apparent that while driving may be necessary locally, relying on long-distance car travel is rapidly becoming cost-prohibitive. Stay tuned next Monday for the next segment of Our Community. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.